This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization. Welcome, David. Last week, we discussed a couple of domestic violence deaths in our area. How does our area compare with the rest of the United States?
Well, it's interesting. I spent some time this morning on the Internet looking at statistics, and the latest statistics I could find for the U.S. was for the year 2003. And it's interesting, the state with the most homicides, these are all figures in homicides per million population, and Nevada, of all places, is the highest by far with 5.15 deaths per million people. In the South, Mississippi is the second highest, actually it's the highest of all the country, with 4.51, and our neighbor to the south, South Carolina, is the third highest with 4.34. Tennessee is fourth with 3.25. So North Carolina has some neighbors to the west and to the south who are much more violent than we are. We're kind of in the middle of the pack at 1.9 deaths per million.
How many people die in North Carolina from domestic violence in a year's time?
Well, last year, for the whole year in 2005, there were 70 homicides as a result of domestic violence in North Carolina. For 2006, the statistics have been accumulated through October 23rd, and there have been 53 deaths. And that's about, if you project out for the rest of the year, we can expect about 25% more homicides, for a total of about 65, I guess, if the trend continues for the rest of this year.
The death of Bonnie Woodring, Dave, in Silva occurred on September 18th. Is this the most recent death from domestic violence?
It's interesting. It is not. Since that occurred, she was number 48 in 2006. Five more people have died since that incident happened here, and that was just a few weeks ago.
Wow. Is there any age group that victims tend to fall into?
No. They range all the way from the 2006 statistics range all the way from age 5, just an infant child, up to age 72. So, I mean, it just spans the whole range. There are three children in this group of 53 that were killed last year as a result of domestic violence, ages 5, 8, and 10. There were also five teenagers in this group. You also need to be aware that it's not just something that happens to women. About three-quarters of the homicides in North Carolina are female, but one quarter of those were men. So it can happen to any age group and any sex.
Figures point out the magnitude of the problem, but what is the impact of homicide in a neighboring city?
Well, the impact has been tremendous for us because, you know, in this field, we all know intellectually that we're dealing with cases of violence. And secondly, we know that this kind of violence can occur in a death. But you really don't feel it or feel the impact of it until it occurs to someone close to home or someone that you know, and it makes it think about what could happen and that it could happen here.
What has Safe Place done to prevent such an incident from happening here?
Well, it's our board and our staff have undertaken a lot of looks at our security situation. Specifically, we're doing several things right now. We're upgrading our alarm systems, for example. We've improved our security with the implementation of new fences and improving of old fences. We're going to add security cameras to the outside so people can have a look at anybody that approaches the facility. We're going to install steel exterior doors on all of our buildings. And finally, we're going over with the staff all the security procedures and making sure that the staff knows what to do and what not to do in situations.
If anyone wants to talk with your staff, how about a phone number for us?
Well, they can call us anytime. We're available 24 hours a day. Our hotline number is 765-4044. That's 765-4044. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you. Thanks for listening.